Je hebt gehoord dat we in Dover zijn en om precies te zijn in de tunnels die gebruikt werden tijdens de Tweede Wereldoorlog. Van waaruit hier ook de invasie werd voorbereid. Je hoorde dat Len Howell in een eerdere uitzending vertellen. We zijn nog niet uitgekeken, we gaan zo meteen het museum in. It's a museum, I think.
It is. It's the best description of this. It is an old building. The castle goes back hundreds of years, but has been adapted over the use. And especially these tunnels are now a museum about the Second World War.
People that come here, what can they see? Are there guns? Are there cannons?
Or whatever? There are some anti-aircraft guns on site, but mostly the way we like to display the tunnels is by using modern film to tell this very interesting history.
People that come here, they can go their own way, or is there a guide or whatever?
No, if you're coming into the tunnels, because we have a lot of tunnels here, there are three levels of tunnels all connected, with a total of around about 6 kilometres of tunnel. So we can't risk letting people get lost. So to come around the tunnels, you'll actually come in with a guide. We take groups of 30 people at a time, and we guide you through the tunnels, seeing the films, hearing the story, and the guides will give a lot of information themselves as well.
Nou, Len vertelde dat we kunnen komen kijken dat er gidsen zijn die hier rondleiden. Zijn hier drie verdiepingen. En er is heel wat te zien. We hebben al een aantal dingen gezien. This is a very nice uniform. Is it from this time?
The uniforms track the history of the tunnels right from when they were originally built back in Napoleonic time, right the way through. And this one is around about the late Victorian period, certainly pre-First World War.
Yes, just before. Yes. Okay. And then people want to know more about the war tunnels. Do you have a website?
There is a website. If you look up on the English Heritage website, that gives a lot of information. If you looked for Dover Castle within that, it tells you about the whole castle, but especially it does give a lot of information about the tunnels.
En natuurlijk ook op www.visitkent.co.uk. Daar vindt u alle informatie, zelfs voor een deel in het Nederlands. Thank you.
Thank you.